Welcome back guys, this is Gautam and you are on our channel Cooking with Sapna. So guys, today we are going to make one of the most popular street food of Mumbai. We are going to make today Vada Pav. Vada Pav is basically batata vada sandwiched between the two slices of pav bread along with dry garlic chutney. We will make this recipe in three steps. In first step, we will make dry garlic chutney and then the batata vada, and in the third and final step, we will assemble it. So for making dry garlic chutney, we are going to take 1 teaspoon of oil in a pan. Now we will add 8 to 10 garlic cloves and 8 to 10 dried whole red chilies. In Mumbai, they preferably use Kashmiri red chilies. Now we will roast them. We have to roast them on low heat. Now we are going to add 1/4 cup of peanuts, 1/4 cup of desiccated coconut, and 2 tablespoons of sesame seed, and we are going to roast them for 1 minute. And guys, here I am using already roasted peanuts, so if you are using the raw peanuts, it might take more time to get roast. So when you are using raw peanuts, just roast them separately as it may take longer. Now we will allow this mixture to let it cool and then we will grind it. Our mixture is already cold, so we'll transfer it into a grinder. And we will grind this mixture along with the 1 teaspoon of Kashmiri red chili powder and salt to taste. So we'll grind it. So our garlic chutney is ready. And guys, we have to make a coarse chutney powder. So now we will make the batata vada. For making batata vada, first we are going to make the potato filling. And for that, we are going to take 1 tablespoon of oil in a pan. And we are going to add 1 teaspoon of each of mustard seeds and cumin seeds. We will let the seeds splutter. Now we are going to add a pinch of asafoetida and a few curry leaves and 2 teaspoons of each of ginger garlic paste. Now we are going to saute them a little bit. Now raw smell of ginger and garlic paste has disappeared, so we will add 1 medium sized onion chopped and 3 to 4 green chilies chopped. Now we are going to cook them until they become a little bit soft. So our onions are slightly soft. Now we will add 1/2 teaspoon of turmeric powder, 1/2 teaspoon of red chili powder, 1 teaspoon of coriander powder, and salt to taste. We are going to mix it with the onions. Now we will add 7 to 8 medium sized potatoes, boiled and mashed. We are going to mix them with the spice mixture. Potatoes have mixed very well with the spices, so we will add chopped coriander, and in this way our potato filling for batata vada is ready. So we will let it cool, and meanwhile we will prepare a batter for batata vada. So we will take 1 1/2 cup of gram flour in a mixing bowl, 1/4 cup of rice flour, 1 teaspoon of salt, and 1/2 teaspoon of red chili powder. We will mix the flour with salt and red chili powder. Now we will make a slightly thick batter by adding little by little water. We will add more water. Mix it. I think it will take 1/4 cup of more water. So we'll add more water. So our batter is ready, and in all I have used here 1 cup of water to make this batter. So our oil is already hot. We will take a little bit of mixture in our hand, and we will make round ball of lemon size with the potato mixture. We'll dip the ball into the batter and then we will fry it. In this way, we will make round balls of lemon size from the complete potato mixture, and we'll fry and make batata vada. And guys, if you find it difficult to add this ball by hand because the batter is sticky, you can use a spoon instead of hands. So we will deep fry the batata vada until they are golden from all sides. So in the same oil, I'm also going to fry green chilies, which are going to be used on the top of the batata vada while assembling. So just before the frying, slit the green chilies in the center using a knife and put it into the same oil. So our green chilies are done. So we'll take them out on a tissue paper in a plate. So our batata vadas are golden brown from all sides. We'll take them out in a plate lined with a tissue paper. And now finally, we will assemble the vada pav. For assembling vada pav, we'll take a pav bread and we will slit it in the center, leaving the corner of the bread intact. Now we will apply some dry garlic chutney in the base and we'll put one batata vada into this bread and press it slightly, and on the top we'll put the already fried green chili. So in this way our batata vada is ready. And guys, some people also like to use the red tamarind chutney and green chutney. If you want to add these, like, it's your own preference. I'm using only dry garlic chutney here because I like its pungent taste. We also have these chutneys recipe on our website. I'm also going to add a link below this recipe for these two chutney. So now comes the time to try our vada pav. So let's taste vada pav. I will also take a bite of the green chili. Guys, really amazing. Soft mashed potatoes along with flavors of all the spices and crispy outer gram flour coating along with the pungent dry garlic chutney. It's like a true flavor bomb in my mouth. Guys, do try vada pav with tea or coffee or in lunch or breakfast according to your own preference. So guys, I hope you liked our recipe. If you do, subscribe, like and share. And for more detailed recipe, do visit our website cookingwithsapna.com and subscribe to our YouTube channel. Do press the bell icon for new video notifications. So guys, take care, stay safe. See you next time.